Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Josh's orange suit, a hooker, Reno Collier, and Jessica Alsman. That's all coming up right after this. Now in theaters for Bob and Tom Pictures.
Hey, Christy. It's Rob. It's been a while. I was just thinking maybe we should give it another try. Call me later.
Christy, pick up. Hey, how you doing, girl? It's me. I'm back in town. Man, the West Coast sucked. Oh, come on, give me a call.
Hi, Christy. Hey, it's me. Remember me? Hey, I was looking at some old pictures of, you know, that time back in Tuscaloosa. I'm sure you remember. I'll call me.
For Bob and Tom Pictures, Christy Lee stars in The X-Men.
Hey, Christy, it's your favorite drummer. I'm in town playing for a new band called Saber. Call me.
Hey, Christy, it's me, Donnie Baker. Hey, I was cleaning out the boat, and I found a pair of your... Anyways, I think they're yours. Can we try it again, man? I got the motor fixed. I swear to God it works better. You ain't going to have to row or nothing this time. Call my pager.
Christy Lee's X-Men, now showing every other weekend and Wednesdays if she's not too busy.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick is leaving. It's going out that Josh is wearing an orange suit.
Yes.
Chick is bringing.
Oh, a fan.
Oh, a fan wants to see the studio. I see. Chick has brought in a floor
carrot top.
Thank you, Bob Zaney. I think Bob Zaney did this.
A sight gag on the radio.
Very good. Very good.
That's the man in an orange.
That's really stupid coming from a guy that I had. He's wearing an orange suit today. Yeah, if you want to see a picture of that, go to any of the Bob and Tom social media platforms, or you can watch it right now on the TV. How do you do that, Ace?
Go to bobandtom.com/live.
bobandtom.com/live. See Josh in his orange suit. Why? Because he's at the orangeinsoles.com sidekick desk and chair.
You better believe it.
Oh, that is really nice. Thank you very much. Ms. Alsman sitting in for Ms. Lee. Mr. Pat Godwin is in the soon-to-be-proclaimed Oxford Gold Performance Room. That is so nice. And then, let's see. There's a Willie G. I'm Tom. Who am I missing? Oh, wait a minute. There's the other Jess. Jess Hooker. She is in the Mac. The Macintosh coat. Like she's a foreign correspondent.
I would be interested to find out how many people know what you're talking about.
I had no idea. I thought he recognized my makeup. Like I was wearing Mac makeup, and I was like,
and I am quite the Anglophile.
Pat, which Beatles song does he
mention? Penny Lane.
Penny Lane. Yep. What is the lyric again?
The man in the Mac.
We almost overcoat. Got through this morning without mentioning anything about the Beatles.
The man in the Mac said everyone attack and it turned into a ballroom blitz.
Right? Is that correct?
Blitz. I love that.
Ballroom blitz.
Okay.
I have one of those coats. It's large. It's a Big Mac. And I often wear it when I...
Have you ever done the naked underneath the coat, Josh, for like a girlfriend or someone?
I haven't. No, I've not. You think is that a fun thing?
Yeah, it's great. You should try it.
Listen to this, Jess. I don't know. Were you here last week? We were talking about. Oh, hey, there's Reno. Reno, are you sunburned?
No, man. It's this ring thing I got from my stepdaughter that puts light on my face and it's blinding me. But no, I'm good.
Okay, good. This is interesting. I think we were talking about underwear.
Underwear.
And we got talking about military underwear. And we received several letters pointing out that certain units in the military issue a sort of brown-colored underwear that is extremely uncomfortable. Apparently, it's all polyester or whatever. Mm. But apparently, the phrase going commando came from that.
Right. You'd rather go commando than wear them?
Wearing the official underwear. This is what several soldiers emailed me.
Wow.
So going commando. Are you commando right now?
I have a white. Oh.
I would never ask you that. That'd be.
Oh, sorry.
Am I commando?
Reno, are you without underwear as we speak?
Well, I served in from ninth grade to 12th grade in a military high school.
Right.
So you're welcome.
Yes, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your almost service.
If you can see over my shoulder, yeah. Josh is dressed like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I love it.
No less than 13 Eagles were killed for this boat.
it's hard finding an orange eagle.
It is. Yeah. They're rare.
Underwear.
Did you wear underwear at military school?
Yeah. Yeah, we had to.
Sure.
Let's see. Now, we've got some mail here. Dear Bob and Tom Show, loving Josh in the orange suit. Never looked hotter.
Thank you, sir.
Or harder.
That's from Christine, Josh.
Okay, thank you very much.
You do look good in an outfit, in a formal outfit. You clean up nice, pal.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Now, Scott, on the other hand, writes, hey, the 1976 Tampa Bay Buccaneers called. They want their mascot back.
Yeah. I'll have to look that up and be offended when I do.
That is the actual shade of orange. So the creamsicle uniform is what they call those.
This is from Kina, writing to whom it may concern. I am from the Big Orange Circus Company. We're sad to announce one of our tents has been stolen.
Wow.
Well, that is just mean.
You felt the... Well. That is just mean. He says, laughing like a small child.
No. Skip that one. Yeah.
And he'll follow it up with, I don't know how that got on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark handed me these. I did not have time
to... That's right, chapter 3, Ace Cosby's book. I don't know how this happened.
Tonight.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
This comes to us from Mr. Carmichael. Josh looks like he should be sitting in the VIP lounge of a strip club making the girls serve him for singles.
What? Serve him for?
I do, and I will.
I don't get that. Serve him for singles.
$1 craft bills, singles? I think.
Yeah.
I assume. Okay.
Craft singles. He thinks when I go to a strip club, I demand processed cheese slices.
And speaking of Pat Godwin, I wasn't going to mention this, but look at the different people we have up on the screen there, the four of them, and the biggest thing I notice is Godwin's stupid V-neck in his shirt. Look at that. Button, will you?
It's an invitation. And you've got Uncle Bad Touch's medal on.
Oh. Is that the necklace they gave you at your confirmation, Pat? What is that?
No, my uncle died and gave this.
Great!
The great Woody Allen joke.
Yeah.
My grandfather died and on his deathbed. Sold me this watch. See, that's Woody. Never mind. I'm sorry. Not allowed to mention him anymore. For God's sake. Well, Reno, you doing okay? Did you have a good Easter?
It was great, man. I had a show with Reap. The Reap and Reno show in South Carolina, a bunch of Bob and Tom fans there.
Good.
And it was great, man. It was a blast. And then I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching Alone. Have you ever seen that?
No. Mm-mm.
What is it?
So it's like there's 10 people. They take them and drop them off in the middle of nowhere.
They don't sound very alone.
Right? Yeah. And then, but then no matter, they have to film themselves, and whoever lasts the longest wins $500,000. But I'm addicted because some of the people, the guys come on there and they're like, man, you know, I'm a police officer. I was in the military. You know, this is nothing. If there's a bear out there, you're going to have to help the bear because I'm going to take him out. They drop him off in the middle of nowhere. And the guy here is like, and he's like, I'm out. Tap out. I'm gone. And it's like, wait, there's a bear out there. And it was like, that was your stomach rumbling, jackass. Like, it was like, you know, and then I'm talking like I'm going to be there. A homeless woman made it 79 days, which was freaking awesome. But like, it's so... I don't know. I can't. One guy was like 35. He lived with his parents in Portland, and they do a backstory and they're picking him up. And his parents are like, I hope he lasts out there like 3 months, you know? And the guy's got all of his stuff and he's moving out of their house. It's like, so let me get one guy was going through a divorce and he was like, you know, a lot of people wouldn't go during a divorce. And I'm like, that's exactly when I would go, you know, but he books and takes off. I don't know, man.
Is this show happening as we speak or is this a filmed thing? Is it?
There's one on Netflix and then it was on for a bunch of seasons on the History Channel.
There was a version of it called Naked and Alone. They drop them off without clothes in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
This is really alone. Like, they give them 60 pounds of camera gear, drop them off, and they're all 10 miles apart so they can't see each other.
Huh.
And it starts, it gets weird. Yeah, like after a month, you know, they're looking
at the camera. So I assume it's in sort of in a temperate climate so they don't freeze to death? I mean, alone in Alaska in December?
No, one of them's in the Antarctic.
What?
They are freezing. Yeah, and they lose their minds, which is the part that I like.
He like, started to giggle when he said that.
They're looking at the camera. They're all crazy. They're like, I'm going to start my own species with these bears, and we'll have half bear, half people running around. It's so good. I don't know why.
I'm going to call them mares.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now to check in today in history. If we could have the proper introduction.
Time now to check in with today in history. If we could have the proper introduction.
Can you look something up for me?
Who, me?
Yeah, in 1614, Pocahontas.
Columbus sailed the ocean green.
Pocahontas married anyone? No?
John Smith.
Nope.
Oh.
I don't.
Second husband.
You're close.
Merv Griffin.
John. Come on, you know this.
John Johnson.
John Barleycorn.
John Barleycorn.
John Mellencamp.
John Mayer. John Mayer.
It's unbelievable. I'm surrounded by Philistines.
Johnny Appleseed. That makes sense.
John Shaw. John Burt.
I hope. Wasn't it John Rolfe?
John Williams.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
R-O-L-F-E.
Nobody knows, Tom. Nobody cares.
Why are you going this way instead of John Smith, who Pocahontas married?
Because there's an uncomfortable aspect to this, and I...
Oh, well, Pocahontas was, what, 12, I think, or something?
No, no, 13.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
It is uncomfortable.
See, those were different. Those were different times.
Well, yeah, back then.
Yeah, that was a different show called Alone. All right, nothing?
Okay. No, I just a little uncomfortable.
Why, because Pocahontas was married twice?
No, because she was 13.
She was 13.
Well, back then, they waited. Once you were ready.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Still in the air.
Do you know, they call Alsman scorched earth.
Hang on.
For a reason.
I'm out.
That's what Game of Thrones taught me.
Okay, well, in any event, that's a famous event in history that I probably shouldn't have brought up, because history can be unpleasant and not.
Who did she marry? You never even said who she
John
married.
Rolfe. Isn't it R-O-L-F-E, John Rolfe?
No, yeah, I've never heard of him. Right at it.
Disney said it was John Smith.
John Smith came to Powhatan when Pocahontas was about 9 or 10, according to history. She was about 10 years old when John Smith and English colonists arrived in Tallahassee. And the spring of 1607, John Smith was about 27 years old. They were never married nor involved. It says she married John Rolfe.
Okay,
there you go.
Ivy League boys were right. There you go.
Okay, let's see. 1923, Firestone Tire and Rubber started making inflatable tires.
Yeah, before they just laid there.
Yeah, they were kind of useless.
Hey, how about just we put tube? Some air in these things? Huh?
What?
What the hell?
Okay, on, this is a quiz.
Come on, gang.
Okay, now let's see. I'm trying to think who'd be the best one to throw this on. I'll try Ms. Hooker.
Okay.
It's a...
That's the most terrifying. Okay. I've ever heard.
It's a birthday. Now, this is kind of a left-handed clue.
Okay.
Meaning it's really not a good clue.
Hendrix.
Okay. Here we go.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Bam. I'll give you a hint. 1856 is the birthday.
1856.
Jimmy Scalding.
Oh, come on. No one knows it?
Booker T. Washington.
Thank you. Booker T. Washington.
Oh.
That's the great Booker T. from Booker T. and the MGs. One of the great bands of all time.
Yes.
Oh, it's so nice. Such a great organ sound. And let's see. On 1908, happy birthday, Betty Davis.
She's what got a dump.
Betty Davis.
Did you ever hear any of the knockoffs on that?
Yeah. No, well,
Marty Feldman is.
You guys know who Marty Feldman is, ladies?
No.
You ever see the movie Young Frankenstein?
Yeah. Oh, Igor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious. Let's see. Born in 1916, the very fine actor Gregory Peck.
Baby,
you do. You know, his fans were, of course, known as the Gregory Peckers.
Is that right?
Yeah, they used to wear...
it's like the Deadheads, Peckers.
Yeah, they used to wear giant penis heads. Oh, yeah, they right. You should have seen him at To Kill a Mockingbird. It kind of took the gravitas out of the film, really.
Dignified. I'm back to Cape Fear.
That's good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Could you do the sound of Gregory Peck ordering a Subway sandwich?
No, it's... It's, sir, it's Harrison Ford.
I know. I'm just this
I'd
much
like
more.
Spinach and pepperoncini.
What kind of sauce you want on that?
I like the sweet as well as the spice.
Happy birthday, 1973, Pharrell Williams.
Happy.
I love that song.
He's also killing it in the tennis shoe world right now for Adidas. He's putting out the Pharrell Human. Never mind.
A lot of tennis shoe news lately, isn't there?
Shut up. You have no idea.
Yeah, and then let's see who's going to know this one for sure. Oh, great song.
Shut it up.
Despicable Me.
Great movie.
Great pick. Best picture in 2000. It wasn't?
No. Despicable Me is good. Despicable Me 2 is good. Despicable Me 3 stinks. Unwatchable.
Kristen Wiig ruined it. Okay, go ahead.
The writers ruined
great.
It. And then, do you know who this is? Let's see. Who's gonna know this one? Probably Ms. Alsman. Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, This Is Us?
Yes. Really good actor.
Wherever he is right now, he's crying.
Yes. Yeah. All puddle eyes.
They had him crying on... Didn't he go to Saturday Night Live and he just had a bit where he was just crying all the time?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Good. Well, at least he has... Yeah. He can poke fun at himself.
That's right.
Is it St. Louisan? Like
he
me?
Is?
Yes.
Is it Louisan or Louisian?
Yeah.
It's not St. Louisian?
No, St. Louisan.
Are you sure? I think you're wrong.
Doesn't sound right.
You know what? I am going to get wind back. Somebody from St. Louis. I say Louis.
Oh, there's a whole thing in Michigan. Is it Michigander or Michiganian?
That's because it's the only state in the United States is Michigan.
All I know is what's good for the Michigander.
Mm-hmm. Is good for the... Michigoose?
I had that backwards. But
Michigoose?
Okay.
I thought it was Michiganiacs.
That works.
Well, that would be if you're a wild man.
More of the UP?
Yeah, more of crossing the bridge, the Mackinac-a-nalk-a-nalk-a-nalk bridge. We have
I know.
Terrifying bridge.
Now
we should probably do better, guys.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the studio, the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble focusing because of that orange suit. I got to tell you.
Well, this was your idea.
I know.
And you know what? We got a letter about this. I kept it just for this moment.
Okay.
Just for this right here. How did this end up?
Okay. Dear Bob and Tom, this comes to us from Sam. He says, once Josh gets his custom-tailored orange suit, I can't be the only one wondering how long it will take Tom to order him to change his clothes because that color is really throwing me off.
The answer was less than 2 hours.
Yes, you nailed it, Sam. That's exactly what happened.
Four breaks.
You see how you are? Don't you want to be better? That's all I'm trying to do, you to be better.
We have photographs of it. We can remember it nostalgically.
Are you
what
call?
Is someone's this now? Someone's calling on the intercom. Hang on, everybody.
Hello?
Yeah, it was an hour and 12 minutes.
Thank you, Mike. Or Mark, whatever your name is.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.